Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today's topic is stars and energy. Now, what about the stars and energy, and what do they have to do with our plants? What do they have to do with our physical bodies? Well, let me tell you, they have a lot to do with our physical bodies and our plants. There are some plants out there that only bloom at night. We have plants that just bloom just at dawn or dusk. And we also have plants that look like stars. And we're going to take a gander and see what these plants do for our bodies and keep us healthy, as well as giving us energy. Taking a look at the stars and energy, let's see. First there's stars, and then there's planets. Stars are a ball of gas that have a lot of pressure, and this causes a reaction that makes them bright and hot, kind of like the sun that we have, and actually even hotter, they say. And planets, those are a little different because the definition kind of varies with planets. We have Earth as a planet. Mars is a planet, but Mars is real rocky, and Earth has water and grass and trees. But most importantly, they're solid. So the planets like Jupiter and Saturn that are mostly gas, like a star. And the difference is they aren't big enough to cause the reactions of the larger stars. So that's how come we have like little Pluto and doesn't really emit much light. Now, what's interesting about these planets and these stars is that we actually haven't gone past the Earth's moon. So we're kind of stuck here, and the only thing that we can see is way out there in our solar system. And our stars and energy, all we can do is we can look at them, and we can feel it, because we can kind of feel the solar system going around us every day. And this is made up of billions and billions of stars. And there are many galaxies known in our universe. So the universe is a very big place. And now, where is all that energy from the universe going? Well, I think it goes everywhere. And that includes us. It includes us with our bodies. It includes us with our minds and our earth and our growing seasons. Everything's all related because our sun is in the universe, our stars, our planets, and we're in the universe. So as we said, the planet is defined as an object. It could be solid, liquid, gas, or a combination of all three. And it orbits the sun. Now a star, like we said, is the gas. And it's so large and it has so much pressure that this is how we get the light. And we can't forget about the comets, asteroids, and the other moons that we have inside our solar system. And you kind of think, God, this is way out there. We're talking about things that are so far away. But these galaxy, this universe, this Earth, the Milky Way, there is so much to do with all the energy, and we're all together, even though we're so distant and so far apart. And did you know that if we traveled at the speed of light, it would take about 10,000 years to get to the Milky Way? And there's over 200 billion stars in it. And I'll just give you this little tidbit of information. The moon is 240,000 miles away from Earth. Now, what about the difference between astrology and astronomy? Right? Because there is a huge difference. Astronomy and astrology. Astronomy is considered pure science, has measurements and distance and the destruction of stars and the evolution of stars, the movements, the patterns, and calculations of everything that's kind of going on over there with movements of the planetaries and effects on mankind on a physical level. And that's what we're kind of talking about in the physical level about our plants. Now, astrology is completely different than astronomy because astrology is the energy of the stars, the relationship with the universe, our relationship with the universe, human societies with the universe. And as we begin, we link movements of the sun through the years and the activity of the planets and when we're born and what during the harvest or during the spring. And we kind of bring this all together to see what type of personalities, what kind of emotions and our thought patterns. Sometimes we think this all has to do with our astrology of when we were born and how the energy of the earth was the day that we were born. And along with astrology, humans figured out how to make time measurements. And this is with our astrology, how we could decide of when we were born, because now we have months, days, hours, minutes, and seconds, all divided into years. And with this, there seems to be a relationship between the person's own life cycle and the movements of the planet. I myself was born a Leo, and to me, that is, I'm very proud of who I am. I'm outspoken, very friendly, outgoing, very communicative, absolutely love people, and very protective over my own family. And now these are some really heavy traits that we already have that we know, and I know we'll love a lot of other Leos that have these same traits. And what about the falling stars or the shooting stars? This actually has nothing to do with the stars, but it has to do with meteor showers as they pass through Earth. And to top off our chat, we have a couple flowers that we could actually have in our yards, in our house, that look like stars. We have a star Bethlehem. It's a bulb plant that produces upright clusters of very fragrant flowers in the early summer. You can plant these in your house as well as outside in the full sun. So the Star of Bethlehem is very hardy and it can grow in the zones 7 and 9. So that's fantastic. We need some hardy stuff that kind of grows in our areas. And we also have the orange star plant. It's great for long blooming. It blooms for 1 to 3 months. And it's a frost tender bulb type and is native to the mountains in South Africa, so we kind of want to grow that indoors in our sunny, sunny windows. And that is going to give you fragrant, real light, nice, sunny smell. And they're yellow and orange with little star-shaped, cup-shaped flowers. And lastly, we have the prairie shooting star. And this is located in our own backyard in southern Minnesota. So you can go out and plant that right in our yards. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say mi gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.